So prohibition was going on at that time. Oh,
prohibition was going on. Then Roosevelt got in. And Roosevelt said to his vice president, I feel like a glass of beer. And boom, that opened it up. And believe it or not, they didn't drink as much when the prohibition was lifted.
No kidding.
You know, you tell a person you can't do that, he's going to try and do it.
Yeah.
We're all like that. We can't. There was a lady of ours, she was a wealthy woman, and when I was in the ministry, she helped us out a lot. I mean, she practically bought a house for me. I mean, she was just such a wonderful old bohemian woman. She had a lot of money. And she shared. And, you know, we'd be painting in the parsonage there, painting everything up. And she'd come in, she says, how are you fellows doing? And I says, do you want one to look at Mary? Don't touch him because it's wet. And she'd go to the wall. Oh, oh. Tell them not to do it and they'll do it. Especially children. Yeah. Well, I don't know if I told you enough about growing up as a child.
What was school like back then? What kind of stuff were you learning in school?
School was very strict. You didn't mind it, but I go in and speak in a lot of high schools and junior high schools. They hang around the halls and horse around, and we never did that. You didn't do that. You went to your classroom. I mean, there were hall monitors. I don't see them anymore, but hall monitors, there were students that were advanced, and they would tell you, go to your room. They could order us in our room. It was strict. And yet, you didn't mind the strictness because it was a system that you got used to, you know. Mm-hmm. You knew exactly what to do. Our teachers were older women, never young women. And they were spinsters. They never got married. They were dedicated to their profession. They were our second mother.